Eric Hurm made the trip from his family's cotton farm in Lubbock to the state capitol to show his support for a bill that would allow him to grow industrial hemp as an agricultural commodity.
You know, if we make $100 an acre a year where we farm in dry land in West Texas, that's a good year for us, whereas the predictions are $300 to $600 an acre profit off of hemp on the lower end.
Hurm says there once was a dark cloud that hung over the idea of farming hemp, but now, he says, many farmers have no problem with it.
There's not a week that goes by here since this new year that I don't have 10 to 12 guys every week ask me, what's happening with hemp? Are we going to get to grow hemp this year? And 5 years ago, even 2 years ago, nobody was talking about it. But now that more farmers have educated themselves, made themselves aware of the differences between hemp and marijuana.
And that grassroots support only encourages lawmakers like State Representative Tracy King. He's a Democrat from Zavala County and one of six authors of legislation aimed at allowing hemp to be grown in the state and regulated by the Texas Department of Agriculture. King says hemp is one of the most versatile crops in a global market.
There's certainly some viable uses in the construction industry for hemp, mm-hmm. for the fiber, hemp fiber, and other products that come out of the hemp plants. You know, you can use the entire plant in some type of process nowadays with hemp.
And of course, there's CBD oil. In recent years, shops selling everything from candies infused with CBD to bottles of the oil itself have cropped up throughout Texas. Even pet stores now carry CBD-infused pet treats. Gerald Gabbard is the general manager of Alamo Botanicals in New Braunfels and San Antonio. I ask him to describe the typical interaction that he might have with a customer seeking CBD for relief.
As far as dealing with those symptoms, we can only alleviate those types of things,
right.
But that really is dependent upon a few factors. So I'll just give you an example. Somebody has fibromyalgia, a good starting dose typically would be about 500 milligrams to 1,000 milligrams of hemp-derived CBD isolate only. But it's just a matter of anecdotal research on my own end.
CBD oil is being produced under the state's medical marijuana program as well. It has a slightly higher concentration of THC, the psychoactive element of the plant. It has 0.5% compared to the 0.3% that hemp must stay below. A big difference is that the three dispensaries set up under the state's medical marijuana program can also grow their own plants, whereas hemp businesses have to import it from out of state. Morris Denton is the CEO and owner of one of those dispensaries, Compassionate Cultivation in Austin. He supports farmers growing it in Texas, but he wants the hemp crops and the collected oil to be tested and regulated in the same way medical marijuana is regulated.
This isn't just about letting Texas farmers be able to produce a cash crop. You also have to look at the production going through extraction process, the refining process, the actual final product, and then the testing component to ensure that it doesn't contain any contaminants, and that it is what it says it is on the label.
But in order for that to happen, lawmakers first need to clear a legislative path so that farmers can actually begin growing it. Ryan Poppy, Texas Public Radio News.